Think about how life has changed in 20 years after 9/11. And remember 9/11. That anniversary is coming up tomorrow.
We just saw people jumping out of the building. Like,
the World Trade Center.
Yes, the World Trade Center. We're just like, there's another one. And they would come down, another one.
Must have seen at least 8 people come down, which they look like paper dolls from being so high up coming down.
We saw the building collapse. And that's when we said, let's get out of here. We evacuated right away. As we were sitting there waiting, we saw the second structure collapse.
Anybody who was there, anybody who was alive for it, will never forget it. And certainly it's changed our lives forever. Aviation expert Jay Ratliff joins us here on News Radio 740 KTRH. Can you believe it's been 20 years, Jay, since 9/11?
It's really hard to believe that it's been 20 years. And, you know, like so many people that day, one of the thoughts of many that I had in my mind was, okay, life in the United States has changed. This will become a common event. We're going to have all kinds of attacks on domestic soil. I mean, the way of life that we have is going to be changing drastically. And when we look back 20 years and we see how little of that fear has really been realized, I think it really goes to the credit of the men and women behind the scenes that work to keep our country safe. And it's just, it is definitely hard to believe it's been 20 years since that horrific day in September.
Yeah, well, for me, the constant reminders at the airport, because every time you go to the airport, the security line you stand in, there were no security lines. There was no security. There was no TSA. You just walked into the airport to pick up a passenger or to drop somebody off. It was like going to a bus terminal. It just you didn't have any of the things that we still deal with on a daily basis if you fly today.
That's true, but we need to remember that the attacks of 9/11 was not a breakdown of airport security, nor was it a breakdown in airline procedures, because the terrorists were able to board airplanes with box cutters, because at that time, any blade less than 4 inches long was allowed on board an aircraft. So at the security checkpoints across the country, they did their job. As far as the airline crews, they were taught, much as a bank teller, to go along with the hijackers, allow them into the cockpit, allow them to dictate what happens, land the plane, and allow, you know, whatever to happen. So those were all the training things that at the time were in place. And unfortunately, in aviation, there's always a bad habit of trying to prevent the previous type of attack. And when that happened, we were completely caught off guard. We were getting monthly updates from the FBI and the FAA about the spectacular attacks that Osama bin Laden was planning against the United States. And, of course, commercial aviation was always a target because of the fact that there was always a great deal of press coverage. Plus, if you can impact commercial aviation, you impact the economy of the United States.
Do you think that airlines are still a terrorist target going forward?
Oh, they are, because anytime you can slow down the transportation network in the United States, it can have an adverse impact on our economy. And terrorists want to go after airlines because of the press coverage and the fact that if they can inflict a blow that's serious enough, it will hinder, it will affect adversely our economy. So it's kind of a double-edged sword for them, where they can come in and try to get as much as they can for whatever they're able to pull off. And of course, on that day, we were thinking, okay, leading up to that point, our concerns were we were not screening checked luggage prior to 9/11. And the thought was, okay, do we have to worry about a surface-to-air missile? We're planning for that. Do we have to worry about a possibility of bombs and checked luggage? Now, the public thought the bags that were put at the counter going on the plane were screened. They were not. Less than 5% of the domestic luggage at that particular time was being screened, which for those of us in the industry, that was a huge concern. I mean, imagine if 50 terrorists had checked in with 50 bags on 50 different flights that had explosives in them. We would never have known that. We'd had 50 planes blown out of the sky. We'd have lost 7,000 or 8,000 people that day, and it would have changed commercial aviation forever. Now, after the attacks of 9/11, fortunately, the mindset changed to where, okay, we need to start doing this, and we've started to see that. So, you know, from a security standpoint, on a scale of 1 to 10, we were probably at about a 3.5 prior to the attacks of 9/11 from a security standpoint. Now, since then, we've increased it to probably 5, 5.5.
So we got a ways to go is what you're saying. Got to run, but thank you so much as always, sir. Good to talk to you. Aviation expert Jay Ratliff here on News Radio 740 KTRH.
He says a lot in a short amount of time.
Yeah, he does.